弟兄姐妹以及来宾平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们常常在我们顺利的时候，我们会来称颂感谢神。
Oftentimes, when we are in good times, we can praise the Lord and give Him thanks.
但是圣经教导我们要凡事都要来感谢赞美神。
The Bible tells us and teaches us that we need to give thanks and praise God in all things.
我今天要来分享一个真实的见证。
Today I want to share with you a true story.
弟兄姐妹平安，今天我以感恩的心来跟各位分享神今年给我的一件礼物。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Today I'd like to share with you a gift that God has given me this year.
这是一件发生在我和我小儿子身上 一场不愉快也不光彩的战争里面。
This is actually a story that stemmed from a very unpleasant conflict that arose between me and my youngest son.
这个弟兄他姓董。
This particular brother, his last name is Tom.
他有两个小孩，一个大的是姐姐，小的是弟弟。
He has two children. The older one is a girl and the younger one is a boy.
姐姐从小就有自己的想法，做事情都不轻易妥协。
The older one, the older sister, since she was a young girl, she has been very opinionated and she's very stubborn. She always has an idea about how she wants her life to be.
弟弟比较乖但是这种情形一直到十一年级的时候就改变了。
And the younger son had been more obedient growing up. However, that changed when he turned 11.
那一年他十六岁半考了驾照。
Or later on in his teenage, I suppose it changed. And then that particular year he was 16 and a half, so he went and got his driver's license.
然后他考了驾照以后，他就常常开姐姐的车子，半年里面就撞坏了两次。
And since he's gotten his driver's license, he would borrow his sister's car to use. And in the period of 6 months, he's gotten into 2 accidents.
后来就把车子全部都撞毁了。
And finally, the car was totaled.
所以他就没有车子可以开了。
So he had no car, so he doesn't have any more car to drive.
这是做父亲的人心里很高兴。
And so as a father, he was very happy.
因为你看他没有车子的，他就不会到处开车，担心他出事情。
Because now that he does not have a car, then the father would not have to worry about the son going out driving and maybe getting into accidents or hurting himself.
而且他是十一年级，应该好好的准备申请大学了。
And especially since he's already in his junior year in high school, he should really be spending time and focus on his preparation to go to college.
没有想到他孩子没有车子，反而常常出去。
But it is the opposite, because now that the son does not have a car, he actually would be out more often than before.
他常常晚上跟那些不同学期的小孩子出去玩。
And he would go out at night and spend time with other kids who do not study.
所以这个做父亲的心里就非常的紧张也不高兴。
So this father, he was very nervous, but also he was very angry as well.
所以常常跟他吵架。
So there are a lot of arguments between the father and the son.
当然太太夹在中间也很伤心。
Of course, the mother is there in the family, seeing what's happening, and she's involved, and she's also always very sad.
儿子常常被他气跑了，但是他自己也气得头昏脑胀。
And they have many severe arguments, and many times in anger, the son would leave home, and of course, the father himself does not feel comfortable and is very saddened by this situation.
这个父亲好像说他觉得他好像得了某种程度的忧郁症。
And the father thought that because of this, he's gotten a certain level of depression.
但是心里非常苦涩，谁能救我脱离这种愁苦呢？
So he is very sad and he is very grieved and he asks, who can save me from this, from my misery?
有一次他教会的牧者来关怀他。
So on an occasion, the pastor of the church came to visit him.
他就是跟他讲他儿子的叛逆行为，还有令他非常的生气。
And he shared to the pastor about the rebellion, that the son is displaying at home and how it's affected their family life.
他也觉得非常的挫折。
And he feels like, he a big failure.
因为每一次听到电话铃响，有他儿子的电话来的时候，他就非常的紧张。
Because every time the phone rings and it's a call from his son, he would be very nervous.
因为他是好像说就有一个像星际大战里面那个黑武士他们出现了又来跟他征战一样，他有这样的压迫感感觉。
Every time his son calls, he feels like he's just being prepared for a battle from an enemy.
所以他就说你看我现在怎么办啊。
And so he asked the pastor, what should I do?
这个牧师就告诉他说你只要做一件事情。
And pastor tells him, you only need to do one thing.
你一定要邀请你的太太每天来为你儿子祷告。
You need to invite your wife and together pray for your son on a daily basis.
但是记得只要祝福不可以咒诅他。
But remember, only pray for blessings upon the son and never curses.
你要为你的儿子祷告不要有条件让要主要祝福把他交给神。
You need to pray for the son without any conditions and you need to ask God to bless him.
这位父亲因为他实在是走投无路的就是听牧师的话那天晚上跟他太太一起第一次夫妻手牵手的跪下来同心的为儿子祷告。
And so upon the advice from the pastor, that father asked his wife that night to pray together and they joined hands and they knelt before their bed and they prayed for the son.
但是他突然发现说他不晓得怎么开口才好。
However, he discovered that he did not know even how to begin with his prayer.
他说我竟然找不出一句好话来祝福我的孩子。
He says, I could not find any good words to say about my son.
我想到的都是他的不是种种的不是。
Because every time I think of the son, all I can think of is all the wrongs that he has done.
在那一瞬间圣灵就提醒他让他看到他内心的苦毒和自己的黑暗。
And it was at that moment that the Holy Spirit revealed to him about the bitterness and the conflict that he has within his own heart.
原来我是这么一个不能接纳孩子自己孩子的父亲。
He realized that he is such a father who has no room in his heart, to accept his son anymore.
我连一句好话都吝啬舍不得给孩子。
He says, I've come to a point where I cannot even muster up any, even a slight, positive feeling or good word that I can say to my son.
他就想起了有一次他儿子回家给他说爸爸你看我的成绩都是全 A 的。
Then he remembered an occasion when the son came home to him and was very excited and said to the father, look dad, I have a straight A this time.
他居然对儿子说我要的不是这个这个也没有什么大不了。
And, the father's reaction to that was,Straight A is not what I'm looking for. That's not a big deal.
言下之意说中国人的小孩岂不都是应该要全 A 的吗
Because it's the unspoken was that's not something special because every Chinese kid has straight A's.
所以在祷告中圣灵就用说不出来的叹息来光照他。
And so the Holy Spirit reminded him in his prayer.
让他去体会到他儿子所受的委屈然后也让他去发现这个儿子实在是有很多的优点。
And through that, he was able to start to realize and understand the challenges that his son faced, and also he started to see all the good qualities that his son has.
因为圣经的话神的话突然进到他的心里。
Because all of a sudden, the word of God and the work of the Holy Spirit entered into his life.
耶和华有怜悯有恩典不轻易发怒且有丰盛的慈爱。103:8-9.
The Lord is compassionate and gracious. He is slow to anger and abounding in love.
他不长久责备，也不永远的怀怒。
He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever.
父亲怎么连续 他的儿女耶和华也怎么样连续敬畏他的人。
He does not treat us as our, oh, this is
11, 13, 13.
As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
所以他在这个时候他看到说，你看神有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱。
And so the word of God reminded him that God is one who does not remember the wrong of his people. Instead, he is gracious and abounding in love.
他作为一个神的儿女，作为一个父亲，就是没有对儿子儿女没有这样的爱。
But as a father, he did not have that same love towards his own children.
最重要是他没有一个对他儿子一个怜悯的心。
And especially he realized that he was not compassionate towards his son.
所以他在那天晚上他就悔改了。
So that evening he repented.
他就求神拿去他心里中对儿子设立的那个标准。
He asked God in his prayer to help him remove the standard that he had placed, that he had enforced upon his son.
他求神让他能够在神的面前谦卑顺服下来，按着神的心意来祝福他的儿子。
He humbled himself before God and asked God to allow him to be able to pray for his son. And bless him according to how the son was.
第一个，他求神差遣天使来保护他儿子的出入的平安。
First, he asked the angel. He asked for the protection of angels upon his son as the son goes in and out.
第二个，祝福他儿子的努力都有收获。
Secondly, he asked for blessings upon his son so that all his efforts will be rewarded.
第三个，求神按着他的时间把他的儿子带回教会。
And thirdly, he asked God according to God's own timing to bring his son back into the church.
第四个，求神为他儿子预备一个爱主的属灵的女朋友跟他同行走天路。
Fourthly, he asked God to bless his son with a future mate who would love the Lord and who can go on this spiritual journey together.
第五个，让他有机会对儿子表达他的歉意，还有表达他对他的支持。
Fifthly, he asked God to give him an opportunity to apologize to his son and also to show his son or explain to his son of his support of him.
这样的为他持续的祷告了一年多。
And so this same prayer he prayed for a year or so.
在一个圣诞节的前夕。
And at a Christmas Eve.
也是他儿子二十岁生日的前一个礼拜。
And it's also the week before his son's 22nd birthday.
他儿子闯了一个大祸。
His son got into big trouble.
他开车又喝酒，然后被警察抓到了。
He was driving drunk and he was caught by the police.
所以我在我们加州啊，我刚来的时候要读那个 driver license， 他就是开车喝酒的话，一定要什么吊销执照，还要什么坐牢。
When I came to California, I had to take the driver's license test here for the state. So what happens if you're caught drunk driving? First,your license will be suspended, and second, you need to go to prison.
所以他非常的生气哦，百感交织，然后又就非常的失望，非常的失望。
And so, of course, upon learning this news, the father was just beside himself, and of course, most of all, he was very disappointed.
不过他想起来说，那个牧师劝导他呢，只要祝福，不可。
But once again, he was reminded of the words of his pastor, only blessings and never curses.
后来他们就真的是持续为儿子祷告，也支持他，陪他出庭，然后开车送他回学校，以后让他坐公车来来回回。
And so they did continue to pray for the son, and also they were supportive of him. They went to the court, with him and also drove him to school and helped him arrange public transportation.
他第一次用怜悯的心来看他儿子发生这个事情。
So for the first time, he viewed this incident with his son from a perspective of compassion.
后来长话短说，他儿子真的是生命就改变了。
And so a long story short, his son's life did change.
所以为什么我们很少会来啊称颂神呢？
So why is it that we often limit ourselves from praising God?
因为我们常常没有感受到我们也是一个被恩待被神恩待怜悯的人。
Because we ourselves have forgotten that we are oftentimes the object of God's compassion.
圣经说神靠近啊灵性痛悔伤心的人。
The Bible says God is near to those who are weak and who are saddened.
喜欢居住在谦卑的人的心里。
And he delights himself with those who are humbled in heart.
就像刚刚王教授带领诗班唱的那个选的诗班唱那首歌，对不对？谦卑人的心里，神啊，他随处随地都是有神的同在，我们都可以向神来祷告。
Like the song that Professor Wang led the choir to sing, that the people with a humble spirit, they're the people who know to rely on God and to seek God's support.
圣经讲说，让我们用心来称颂神。
The Bible tells us that we need to be mindful and we need to praise the Lord with our whole heart.
NIV 用 praise the Lord， 但是 King James 用 bless the Lord。
The NIV translation says praise the Lord， while the King James version says bless the Lord。
bless 是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to bless？
Bless 就是跪下来领受恩典的意思。
Bless means to be on our knees and receiving the blessings from heaven.
所以你看，称颂神是我们在神面前谦卑的跪下来，来领受他的恩典。
So to praise the Lord also means then to kneel before God and be ready to receive His blessings.
当这个父亲愿意圣灵光照他以后，他谦卑下来在神面前悔改的时候，他就开始领受了恩典。
When this father was ready to be used by God, first thing he did was that he humbled himself before God so that he may receive the blessings from God.
让北的父亲碰到这种情形来抱怨，但是我要来赞美神。
Other fathers, when they're dealing with this situation, they may be complaining, but for him, he wants to ask for blessings.
让别人来赞美他们自己或是他们所拜的偶像，但是我要来赞美神。
Others may want to worship and praise their gods or their idols, but for me, I will humble myself before my God.
让别人只是用他的口舌来赞美神的时候，我要向神呼喊说 ，Bless the Lord, all my soul.
When other people may be praising their God or worshiping their God, let me shout from the depth of my heart.To bless the Lord, O my soul.
因为我们领受恩典都是从来赞美神开始的。
Because when we receive God's blessing, it begins and it starts from us humbling ourselves.
圣经讲说，为什么凡在我里面的都要来称颂神的圣灵呢？
Why does the Bible say that all that is within me bless the Lord?
凡在我里面的。
All that is within me.
它是指到我们里面的 inner being。
It refers to our inner being.
而且说那个我的心啊要来赞美的这个心不是 soul, 不是 soul, 是 breath 跟 life, 就是气息生命。
Here, when it talks about to bless my soul, it's not just talking about my heart, it's talking about my being, and it's talking about the breath and the life that I have within me.
所以我的心里面不是讲我们人的心灵，不是这样。他说我的生命气息，还有在我里面的这五脏肺腑这些感情意识都要来赞美神。
So it is more than just our heart or our mind, but rather it is our entire being. Everything that is within me, within my body, my physical being, my emotions, everything that I have,Bless the Lord.
为什么我们要来里面的都要来赞美神呢？
Why is it that we need everything within us to bless the Lord?
你看圣经告诉我们139篇，我们人受造奇妙可畏。
Psalm 139 tells us that the creation of a human life is we're created fearfully and wonderfully.
这是一个八周的婴孩在母亲的肚子里面。
This is a picture of a eight-week-old baby inside the mother's womb.
这个是11个礼拜。
That's a picture of an 11-week-old baby.
这个是20礼拜。
That's at 20 weeks.
所以你看，当你看到上帝造人，造世界万物这么奇妙的时候，我们应该要来赞美他。
And so when you realize how wonderful and how beautiful and how amazing God's creation is, we need to praise Him.
因为神造我们的时候，都是按着他的爱、他的大能、恩典在造我们。
When God created us, He created us out of His power and out of His might.
所以有些人就是讲说，神造的每一样东西都是非常的奇妙。为什么？他们是说眉毛啊，什么都长啊，不是？为什么要这么有睫毛啊？眉毛都是有神的奇妙的设计。
That is why there are people who talk about the creation, how even the details as small as the eyelashes or the eyebrows, those are created by God.
你们看到那个20周的小孩子就有睫毛还有头发了。
You see, at 20 weeks, that baby already has his eyebrows and even hair.
你看，神是创造我们人的工程师。
God is the engineer who created and who built a human being.
他也给我们一个人的生命的使用跟保养的手册。
He also gives men a user manual, so that men will know how to live their lives.
有一个年轻人，他在底特律，他的车子抛锚了。
There was a young man. He was in Detroit, and his car broke down.
就是来了一个绅士啊，一开车来了一个绅士，他就走下来，他说：“我可以帮助你吗？”
And a passerby saw him and stopped and came out and asked him, "Is there anything I can help you with?"
那个人看到这个绅士，都穿着西装，很干干净净，他说：“你会修车吗？”
Well, the young man looked at this passerby who was dressed in his suit and very well polished, and he looked at him and he said, "You know how to fix cars?"
他说：“是，我会修车，因为我就是福特。”
He says, "Yes, I do know how to fix cars. I'm Ford."
这是当时福特工厂的那个，他是制造汽车的工程师。
He is the owner of the Ford Motor Company. So he is the one who built the cars.
所以你看，神创造了宇宙，还创造了我们。
God created the universe and God created men.
所以他最了解我们需要什么啊，所以他给我们一个我们人生生命的使用保险手册，就是这本圣经。
And so because He created us, He knows us inside out. No one knows us better than Him. And so He wrote a user manual for us so that we may know how to maintain our lives.
所以说圣经讲说，凡在我里面的都要来赞美他。
And so the Bible says, all that is within me, bless the Lord.
而且说，不但要称赞神，而且不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
Not only to bless the Lord, but also forget not of His benefits.
从第二节一直到第三节，就是讲到到第五节，就是讲到第三节到第五节，就讲到神有什么恩惠。
Verses 3 to 5 tells us of the goodness or the benefits from the Lord.
恩惠是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to his benefits?
就是神的依着他的美善所做出来的就是恩惠。
His benefits are the deeds that God performs out of His grace.
从第三节到第五节，总共有六项的恩惠。
From verses 3 to verse 5, from verse 3 to verse 5, there are five specific and distinct benefits from the Lord.
这六个是用六个动词来开始的。
And all these six things started with a verb or a word of action.
其实诗篇103篇是诗篇里面非常美妙的一篇诗篇。
Psalm 103 is one of the most beautiful psalms in the entire book of Psalm.
它有22节。22节。
This psalm has 22 verses.
每一节是以希伯来文的第一的字母开头了。第一节是第一个字母开头，第二节以第二个字母开头，第三节以第三个字母开头，22节是以第22个最后一个字母开头了。
And this psalm was written every single verse started with the letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So verse 1 started with the first Hebrew alphabet, verse 2 the second Hebrew alphabet, so on, until verse 22, which is the 22nd alphabet of the Hebrew alphabet, and that's the last alphabet in Hebrew.
第一个, 他提到说, 神赦免我们一切的罪孽,医治我们一切的疾病。
Verse 3 says, He forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases.
神不但赦免我们的罪, 也赦免我们因罪所带来的后果。
God not only forgives our sins, but He also forgives and heals the consequences of our sins.
也可以说他的赦免是人得到恩典的第一个开始。
In other words, the beginning of God's blessings starts with the forgiveness of sins.
赦免就是说，赦啊，也赦免我们人因犯罪所带的刑罚，他的免呢，就是神来与人和好。
Forgiveness includes the fact that God no longer holds us accountable for the sins that we've committed. In other words, He allows us to be reconciled with Him.
也就是你讲到说，人不认识神的时候，是以神为底的啊，走自己的路，跟神的恩典无份无关的。
The Bible tells us that before a person receives Christ and is saved, that person is at enmity with God. And that person has nothing to do with God's life and all His blessings.
所以我们不认识神，我们抵挡神，我们也不愿意跟神和好，就是知道有神说话。
So even if we know that there is a God, or even if we know this God, yet we do not obey Him, we do not recognize Him as God, then it doesn't benefit us.
所以圣经罗马书第五章说，当我们还在做罪人的时候，耶稣基督就为我们死在十字架上。
And so Romans chapter 5 verse 8 tells us that in this is love, that while we are still sinners, God had sent down His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins.
所以上帝的赦免是带着和好的行动。所以有时候我们跟一个人过不去，有时候我赦免你的，但是我心里说我只要躲着你远远就好了，以后我不要跟你发生任何关系。
And so God's forgiveness not only is it just forgiveness of the wrongdoing, but also there are actions of reconciliation. It's not as if sometimes we forgive someone and we say, I forgive you, but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to stay away from you.
So有些人是说,我惹不起你,我躲得起你啊。And
some people say, well, maybe I can't fight you, but I can run away from you.
所以你看,圣经赦免的第一个真理是神来与人和好。
And so the first benefits among all benefits is that God had reconciled Himself with us.
医治我们一切的疾病,
and He heals all our diseases.
这里的医治是指到永远的医治。
And the healing here talks about an eternal healing.
当然我们有时候在世界上看到很多人，一问就是基督徒他 信了耶稣,他会生病啦,碰到很多的困难啦,很多的打击等等。
Of course, in a Christian's life, there may be sufferings, there may be pain, and there may be challenges, there may be failures.
所以有些人往往得到癌症也没有得医治,就走完人生的道路。
And it's true that there are some people who has cancer, and before they were fully cured, they would leave this world.
但是你要晓得,我们人
However, you must realize that the life that we have here on earth is not the entirety of a human life.
以前我在纽奥良教会的时候，有一位年轻的医生，他的妈妈得了末期的癌症。When
I was pastoring at the New Orleans church, there was a mother of a sister at the church who had a terminal cancer.
他妈妈就说，主耶稣啊，求你来医治我。他儿子就说，耶稣已经医治你了。When
this mother was praying to the Lord asking for healing, the son actually said to the mom, Jesus has already healed you.
因为你看，耶稣让你，原来是马马虎虎的基督徒，因为生病你回转，再一次的跟神建立一个真正永恒的关系。
says, before you became ill, you were just a lukewarm Christian, but now because of your illness, you have now actually returned and rededicated yourself, and now you are a true believer in Christ.
因为我知道现在你的癌症末期是我们医学都没有任何办法可以医治你的。
Because here now at this terminal stage for your cancer, even modern science, modern medicine cannot have any effective treatment.
但是我知道你真正得救了，将来我们有一天你有永生，将来有一天我们还会在天上见面。
However, I know that you are now a true believer and that you have the salvation in you, and that one day we will be able to see each other in heaven.
事实上，神的医治不只是让给我们永生，让我们有复活的盼望，他还医治我们的新生灵。
And so God's healing is not only that He gives us eternal life so that we have this eternal hope, but of course He also renews the spirit that is in us.
你看这个父亲，他在神面前得着光照医治的时候，他就会去怜悯他的儿女。
You see, this father, when he was healed by God and when he was enlightened through the word of God, he then now has this ability to have mercy and compassion when he views his son.
他救赎你的命脱离死亡。
He redeems your life from the pit.
这里的死亡是指到永远的审判啊。
A pit refers to death, and really what it's referencing is the judgment.
或是身体的死亡，灵魂的死亡等等。
In other words, it refers to not the physical death as well as a spiritual death.
实际上，我们一个人如果还一生不认识神的时候，圣经讲说，我们一生下来就在罪里面出生的。
We understand that even upon our birth, we are born in sin.
所以就在罪跟死亡的权势底下。
And that is why we're always under the power and the influence of sin and death.
所以你看小孩子他生下来就是个小罪人啊。他有时候小孩子可爱的时候，你不要看他可爱像天使，一下子就会变成小魔鬼。
So you see the babies when they were born, you may think that at times that they're very, very cute,But the truth is, for a moment they may be little angels, but the very next moment they may be little devils.
所以这里救赎就是说，耶稣基督用他的宝血在十字架上救恩，把我们从罪跟死亡的权势下买赎过来。
And so the redemption here, of course, the redemption of life refers to the purchase of us from our Lord Jesus Christ, which he paid with, the price he paid was his own life.
所以让我们不再都受到罪的辖制，可以活出一个像神义的生活来。
And so that no longer will we be under the control of sin, and that we will be able to live a life of righteousness.
神过去救我们，现在救我们，将来也要救我们。
God saved us from our past sins, and He saves us from our present sins, and again He will save us from our future sins as well.
这里提到说，他以仁爱和慈悲为我们的冠冕。
It says here that He will crown us with love and compassion.
就是说上帝用他的慈爱跟慈悲围绕着我们，像冠冕这样围绕着我们一样。
In other words, God's love and His compassion will surround us like a crown that it surrounds one's head.
这里的慈爱是个非常特别的字。
The word here, compassion, is a very special word.
就是使到神的大爱，说有时候他们翻译圣经说没有字可以翻，他把它翻成 loving kindness.
And actually, this word is a very unique word that is used, and since there is not a equivalent in the English language, they typically translate that as loving kindness.
有时候会把它翻成 mercy,
or they may translate it as mercy.
就是直到神跟人立约的时候，他应许给人的爱，说我永远以不变的爱来爱你。
This love is the love that God promised when He set the covenant with His people to say that I will love you with this love that will never fade and that will be unending.
就是以赛亚书54章那边所提到的。
And it's the same type of love that is mentioned in Isaiah 54.
第七跟第十节。
Isaiah 54 verses 7 through 10.
所以他因着纪念跟亚伯拉罕所立的约，所以凡是所有向神守约的人，神的愿意以 永远坚定不移的爱，爱他。
Because God is good, and for anyone who is in the covenant relationship with Him, He will bless them and He will love them for this love that is everlasting.
不但是这样，还把它放在十诫里面。
Not only that, this is a type of love that is, as part of the Ten Commandment.
他说，那恨我的人，我要追讨他的罪，自负即死，直到三世代。
He says, for those who hate me, then, the consequences of the sin will last until the third and the fourth generation.
那爱我敬畏着我的人，我要向他发慈爱，到他的子子孙孙，直到千代。
However, for those who love me and follows my command, the blessings that they will have will go on to thousands of generations.
在一百多年前，世界上有两个非常出名的人。
And about 100 years ago, there are two very famous people.
第一个是 Edward Jonathan, 他是 Princeton 大学的第一任总统，第一任的校长。
The first is Jonathan Edwards, and he is the first chancellor of Princeton University.
另外一个叫做女士叫 Ada, 她是法国的文学家，非常有名，在那时候。
And the other one, her name is Ada, and she is a very influential and a premier literary figure from France.
我们都知道这个Edward Jonathan, 他非常的敬虔爱主。
We know that Jonathan Edwards is a very religious and a pious man.
但是另外一个女士，她就过了一个放荡亵渎神，她也不相信有神的生活。
But of course, this lady, this French lady, she lives a very loose life, and she does not believe in the existence of God.
然后经过了，人家就看她的家族，经过了一百多年，一百八十年以后，他们就看这两个家族的后代对比，做一个对比。
And so someone actually did a study of the family trees of these two individuals. And now some 180 years has passed. They wanted to see what has happened to their descendants.
他看到那个女士的后代不是酗酒，就是做妓女，还有作奸犯科的，很多很多都是这样，很少有正常的公民。
And many of the descendants, the majority of the descendants of this French lady, they are...They're involved with prostitution, or they basically have no proper professions, and they're basically are not the proper citizens that you would expect.
那爱德华·加纳森他们的家族有四个大学校长，还有很多是律师啊、牧师啊等等，都至少在这都是在社会上很好的这些公民。
And within the descendants of Jonathan Edwards, four of them became presidents of universities and many others became lawyers, and basically they live an upstanding life and are contributing to the society.
不是神不爱我们。
It is not that God does not love us.
因为神是公义的神。
But because God is a righteous God.
所以说，如果我们不愿意悔改接受耶稣，神在耶稣基督里面是给我们的恩典和赦免，我们还是得不着他的爱。
And so while God is loving and forgiving, unless we repent of our sins and accept His forgiveness, we will have nothing to do with His blessings.
再来就提到他用一切的美物使我们所愿的得以知足。
And then it says that He satisfies our desires with good things.
美物不是说只有那些美好的食物，他说一切美善的让我们知足。
Good things doesn't refer to just things. Actually, it refers to anything that is good. And because of the good, we can be satisfied.
所以神赐给我们的恩典不是世界上的这些物质可以代替的。
So the blessing from God is not anything that this materially speaking can be provided by this world.
就像王教授他提到的，神的恩典是给谦卑的人。
Professor Wong shared with us,that the blessing of God is given to those who are humble in spirit.
一个不认识字的农夫可以跟贵族爵士一同跪在神施恩宝座的面前来敬拜神。
The illiterate farmer can kneel down next to a nobleman before God, both being content because they were both blessed by God.
所以说 一个真的是一无所有的，就是贫穷的人，他认识了主的时候，他就得着了上帝无穷的恩典。
So a person in humble, with humble means, a person who is otherwise poor, when he is before God, he can feel content.
更新是指到我们新生灵的更新。
The renewal of life talks about, the renewal of our lives.
神给我们这六项的恩典，也就是要我们常常跟人祝福的要点。
God gives us these six blessings, and these are key points for us to be mindful of because these are the things that we need to show others as well.
我等一下会让大家看到这个祝福啊，跟我那六项的恩典是有关联的。
And I, later on, I will share with you how blessing coincides with these six actions.
你看看这个父亲他当他有怜悯的心悔改的时候，神就让他说要跟他儿子祝福，让他出入的平安，保守他身体的安全。
You see, when this father decides to learn to bless his sons, he prays for the son for his safety.
所以一个父亲要每天为家里人祝福啊，保守，希望上帝保守每一个家里成员的身体啊安康。
And so as a father, when he prays for his family, when he prays for his children, he needs to pray for the health and the safety of the family members.
祝福家，求神祝福家人，他工作得到应有的果效。
When he prays for blessings upon his family, he prays for his family members that they will receive the fruit of their labors.
为家人的情绪祷告。
Pray for the emotional health of the family members.
一个有谦卑感恩的心。
To have a humble and a grateful spirit.
还有为他的社交人际关系来祷告。
And to pray for their social lives.
当然要为他的灵性来祷告。
Of course, pray for their spiritual life.
我们常常在祷告的时候都会比较注重啊工作方面啊身体啊有病啊等等，但是很少注意到要为对方的 emotion 呢，他的跟神的关系、跟人的关系来祷告。
When we pray for others, we often pray for the things that these other people need. It's very seldom when we pray for the emotional needs or even the spiritual needs of these other people.
你看，赦免，你看一个人，神，他如果跟神的关系不好的人，往往都是跟人的关系不好。
A person who has a poor relationship with God, typically, this person will have a poor relationship with other people as well.
所以说，神跟我们跟神和好之后，我们才会改善跟人的关系。
And so only after we have been reconciled with God will we be able to reconcile with other people.
医治就是身心灵的医治，所以跟 body, 跟 spirit, 跟 emotion 都有关系。
Healing, of course, encompasses the healing of our bodies and our spirit and our soul.
那父亲以前一听到有人要找他儿子，他就说哦，黑武士来了，就非常的沮丧，非常的紧张。
And before, for this father, anytime someone has an issue to take on with him that pertains to his son or his son is coming to find him, he always feel like he has to be prepared for battle.
但是当他愿意为儿子祝福，愿意把他交给神的时候，他的情绪就得到了舒放跟稳定。
But when he decided that he will pray for blessing upon his son instead, then he received the release of his stress upon his emotion.
救赎，这神救我们的将来给我们复活，也救赎我们灵魂的得救。
The redemption of life, of course, encompasses this God saving our lives so that we may have an eternal life, but also of His redemption of our soul.
以仁爱慈悲为冠冕，就是保护我们，也提醒我们常常要为人家祝福。
Crowning us with love and compassion also speaks to the need for us to pray for blessings for others around us.
满足就提醒父亲有要提供家人身体上的需要，工作上的需要，情绪上的需要，社交上的需要，还有灵性上的需要。
To satisfy our desire with good things, of course, encompasses the need of our body, the need that from our work, and the need of our emotions, as well as the need of our social and spiritual lives.
我们自己成长，也希望我们的配偶在啊各方面也能够成长。
As we grow spiritually, of course, our desire is for our spouse to also grow alongside us.
更新也是这样，在各方面都能够更新。
The same thing with the renewal, because this renewal would encompass all aspects of our lives.
所以身体更新、工作更新、程序、社交、灵性都是有关系的。
We would always have a renewing of our body, of our work, of our emotions, of our spiritual life and our social life.
所以我们中国人很想得到福啊。对不对？我们说常常讲，新年的时候就是福到了。
As the Chinese culture has a long history of desiring to be blessed, especially over Chinese New Year's, we would ask each other, we would ask for blessing to come upon us.
所以那个福字，把它福字把它倒过来，对不对
？And they would turn the word around, so it means that the blessing is pouring down.
不但是这样啊，我们还有一个字哦，他把那个招财进宝都写在一起的，没有看过这种字。
And there also is another play of word, basically combining four characters into one character, and it means for wealth to flow into the household.
它是一个宝字头，然后这个财一个背，然后一个招，招在右边，背在中间，提手旁在左这边，然后又一个错字旁，旁瓦旁。这整个就是招财进宝，就是一个字。
So you put the phrase "Let me be rich" into one word.
但是我们很少忽略的哈，应该是祝福，应该是这样的。
And so that's what that's how we want blessings, but this is the true blessings that we would want.
还有一点，我们中国人常常注意的就是说，万般皆下品，唯有读书高。
There's another Chinese saying that talks about there's nothing better than having a good education.
所以我们认为说，你要读好学校啊，有好成绩啦，要将来好收入就好生活，将来就幸福快乐。
And because of that, typically we expect children to get a good education, because with a good education you can have a good job, with a good job you can make money, and you can have a good family, and then you enjoy a good life.
这也是我们无形中追求的，好像一种福气、祝福的一个方面。
And so this is also an aspect of our lives that it's as if we're asking for blessing.
哈佛大学的心理学教授说 Howard Gardner 他提到说，事实上智慧是多元的。
A psychologist from Harvard University, Howard Gardner, actually he came up with this theory to say that there's a something called the multiple intelligence theory.
你看有些人很会讲话啊，语言的智慧。
Some people have intelligence in their speech.
很多人对
They speak very well.
对数字啊数学，尤其是中国人啊，这是强项。
Some people have a intelligence towards numbers.
啊，有些人很会布置家里啊，他对空间啊，这个建筑师啊，他设计这个空间啊，他非常的有这种。
Some people have a particular intelligence towards spatial and arrangement, so if they get into the field of interior decoration or architecture, they can do very well.
有些人很会打球，很会运动。
Some people have a special athletic intelligence.
有些人很有音乐的智慧才干。
Some have musical intelligence.
他听一次就会弹。
There are people who listen to a song once and they can reproduce it themselves.
有些人在你看平淡无奇的这个野外，他就非常的欣赏，说哦，太美了，太美了。
Some people, when they observe nature, others see it as an empty field. Some people can really appreciate and enjoy thinking that it's the most beautiful thing.
有些人就是对这些美景视而不见。
Of course, others see the same scenery and they think that is boring.
有些人很会做人啊，人际关系很好，很 popular, 很受欢迎。
Some people, they have a social intelligence. They know how to build a very strong interpersonal relationship, and they are also very social, and they're very they become popular, and others like to be with them.
有些人他一来，大家的欢笑声就停止啊，人就走开了。
Of course, there are other people. The moment they show up, all the laughing stops, and the crowd will start to disperse.
有些人他 对啊、有内省的智慧，他对说，哎，我是不是这个事情做得不好啊？我应该有亏欠等等，他很容易就有这种感觉。
And some people are especially sensitive to their own self and felt very self-conscious, and they know how to reflect upon their behaviors and to assess how their behaviors influence and impact those around them.
有些人就是跟他讲了很多次哦，他还是像呆头鹅一样。
Some people, no matter how many times you tell them about the effect of their behaviors, they just never get it.
但是我们中国人他很比较注重的就是这些语言的智慧跟数学逻辑的智慧等等。
Of course, as Chinese parents, we typically only focus on the intelligence of our children with respect to maybe language and also with respect to their mathematics.
认为有这方面的智慧才是上帝的恩典跟祝福。
And we think that only if our children are blessed in these two areas are they truly blessed by God.
但是你要注意啊，如果这些智慧不在上帝的里面的话，非常的危险。
But we have to be mindful. If these blessings are not received in the Lord, then it could be dangerous for us.
你看，圣经告诉我们，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The Bible says that the beginning of wisdom, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
还有提到说，求神，我们的主耶稣基督的神。荣耀的父是人将那世人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
It also says to ask of the Father who may give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may know him.
你看一个神我们知道智慧是从神来的。
We know that wisdom comes from God.
但是如果没有圣灵的来引导我们光照我们的时候这些智慧会变成很危险的。
However, if we do not allow God to guide us and lead us in these so-called wisdom, then they may become dangerous to us.
一个人如果没有耶稣啊，他不让圣灵来引导的时候他可能变成一个政客他很会讲话啊，但是说了一套啊，做的是一套他有语言智慧但是他不敬畏人。
A person who may have a very strong verbal linguistic intelligence, the person may become a politician. However, if that intelligence of his was not guided and was not nurtured under Christ, then this person may be a politician who says one thing but does another, or in fact, that his service to the society may be detrimental to the society.
如果有逻辑智慧的人不让神好好的光照使用，他就变成一个骇客。
And a person who might have high logical or mathematical intelligence, he may grow up and become a hacker.
Yeah, 用电脑来做坏事情啊！因为学电脑的人数学逻辑都要很好。
He is so good with his computers, but he uses his computer to commit crimes.
空间艺术就是对这个媒体动态的很有啊、如果他不让神来使用，他就制造一些色情图片啊等等各式各样的 MTV， 就是来。迷惑人来赚钱。
Person who has a special visual or spatial intelligence, but it may be they're involved with entertainment and they're not, if they're not Christians and they're not guided by Christ, then they may be involved with entertainment that are pornographic or they're involved with MTVs or other things that influences this world that does not bring glory to God.
你看内省智慧是一样，如果没有让神的圣灵来光照的话。世界上的很多的宗教都是贿赂良心的。
And same thing with this intrapersonal intelligence, because you see that even a person who has a special intelligence or ability in this area, they may become other religious leaders, or just as we see in many other religions, that their purpose is to deceive the the people and to bring gain to themselves.
说没有关系啦，人人都会犯错啦。我只要将功赎罪，我只要犯了罪没有关系，我只要做一点好事就跟他补过来的啦。
Don't worry if you did anything wrong, because all you have to do is do something good. And then so as long as the good that you do overwhelms the bad that you do, then everything will be okay.
他不知道真正的圣经的真理是 我们每一个人是罪人，做好事是应该的，而不是说我可以将功补罪。
Not knowing that the truth is, according to Scripture, that everyone is a sinner, and that only if we receive salvation from God, there's no such thing as doing good works, and then you would overcome or compensate for your sins.
从来没有一个人因为自己做得够好，做了什么好事啊，上帝才救我。
There's not one single person in history who has done good enough so that they deserve to be saved by God.
因为神拯救我们完完全全是他的恩典，绝对不是人的功劳。
God's salvation for us, it is by His grace and it is all His grace. It's nothing to do with anything that a man or a woman does.
因为神是最公平、最有慈爱的。
Because God is the most just and He is the most loving.
如果人要以做什么好事来评断我们啊能不能得救，那是最不公平的。
The fact is, if God were to judge us based on the good things that we do versus the bad things that we do, that would be the most unfair.
啊，比如说有些人在好的家庭环境里面，啊，他有好的教养，知道怎么做好事，啊，他家里有资财，他有能力去做好事。
There may be a person who is born into a good family, a well-off family. He was taught right. He was raised right. And he has the financial background to succeed. And he himself is motivated to succeed.
如果我生在这个贫穷的家庭，我父母就告诉我说，人不自私，天诛地灭。
But maybe I was born in a poorer family. And my parents teach me, it says that you have to look out to yourself. Nobody else in this world will look out for you.
你看我在这种环境长大，我怎么去做好人好事？
So if that's the environment that I was brought up in, how can I become a good person and how can I become a positive contribution to the society?
如果智慧真的是上帝给人啊，智慧是神给人的祝福的话，
If wisdom is a blessing that God blesses us with,
我们一定要用启示的灵赐给我们，来光照我们，引导我们智慧。
We also need the spirit.The true spirit of revelation so that we may be able to know how to guide the wisdom that we have so that we may use it properly.
最后子女的灵性教育谁来负责呢？
Lastly, pertaining to the spiritual education of our children, who is responsible?
有一项统计说 85% 的基督徒父母都知道说应该父母负责，不是教会负责。
There's a survey that was conducted among Christian parents, and 85% of the respondents says, we understand that the responsibility of my children's spiritual education falls on me, the parents, rather than on the church.
你看他在教会的时间只有三四个小时啊，顶多。
A child spends at most a couple or maybe 3 hours a week in the church.
但是三分之二的父母啊没有做到。
However, 2/3 of the parents admits that they did not fulfill that responsibility.
另外一方面，子女也是追求信仰的主角啊，就是这些年轻人，你们也是主角哦。
And so, of course, the children themselves are the main characters, and they play the main role in the development of their spiritual lives.
不是说哎呀，因为父母要我去教会我才去，我是为他去的。
A child should not come to church because the parents made them go, or they feel like I go to church so that it would please my parents.
因为我去教会，然后又参加主日学，又读经，然后做这做那，所以回家我父母就很喜欢我。
Or maybe I go to church, I go to Sunday school, I study the Bible, I pray, and then when I come home, my parents will love me more.
请记住，你自己也是追求信仰的主角。
You need to be reminded, as children yourselves, you play the main role.
父母也是子女属灵的榜样。
And of course, parents ought to be role models for the children.
主要的任务是让信仰成为儿女自己的信仰，他自己不是说哦，我爸爸信，我妈妈信。
Your main responsibility as parents is to allow your children to have the faith for themselves so that your children will not grow up saying, I'm a Christian only because my parents are.
因为信仰没有成为儿女自己的信仰，或是因为父母在家里没有属灵的榜样，所以往往有70%的青少年离开家以后，离开了属灵的保姆，离开神。
Because either the children themselves did not make their faith their own faith, or because the parents did not set a good role model for their children, 70% of the children, when they have grown and left home, 70% of them decides to leave the church and leave God.
所以很诚恳的邀请各位来参加9月22日上午下午4点到晚上9点的那个彭孝莲博士的就是如何培养敬畏主的儿童的这样的一个讲座。
And so, as a side note, I want to encourage parents to come and join that special seminar for the children's education seminar that will be led by Dr. Paul Payne on how to raise the next generation for the Lord.
第一个, 他说如何向子女提供优质的教育。
There are four topics that he will cover, and the first one is how to provide a quality education for the children.
第二个,如何提升子女的学业成绩?
And the second is how to enhance children's academic performance.
第三讲是如何帮助子女建立品德。
Third topic is how to help children build their character.
第四讲如何为子女建立幸福的家庭。
And finally, the fourth one, how to build a happy home for the children.
欢迎所有的父母,还有 有心参与儿童事工,或是任何单身的,将来你要结婚的,你要知道这些原则,也都可以来参加。
And so we especially welcome parents, and of course, children's education ministry co-workers to participate. And of course, you may be single, but if you plan to have a family and raise children later on, it is good for you to come and hear of these principles.
祖父母也欢迎来。
And grandparents are welcomed also.
因为你可以帮助,有时候你儿女来问你的时候,他怎么教导孙子的时候,你有这些好的圣经的原则的时候,你可以帮助他们。
Because there will be opportunities when your children come and ask you how to raise their children. If you have the proper biblical principle, the good principles to help them with, that is from the Word of God, then you would benefit them.
换句话说是每一个人都可以来。
So of course, this seminar, in other words, is open to all, and you're all welcome.
年轻人来的时候，你也可以用这些原则来自我自律，将来你成立家庭的时候，也可以用这些原则。
If you're a younger person, if you come and listen to this principle, not only can you use them also for your own purposes, reflect upon your own lives or to train your own lives, but also for future references.
我希望那个Michael给Michael王弟兄给大家一个签名，就是因为那天要准备餐点，所以要大致知道有多少人要来。I
hope Brother Michael will provide a sign-up sheet so that we will know how many people would attend, because we are preparing dinner for the seminar, and so knowing how many people will come will help us prepare for dinner.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
我们的神,我们的主,我们要感谢赞美你。
Our God and our Father, we thank you and we praise you.
因为圣经说,我们都是你所造的。
The Bible tells us that you created all of us.
谢谢你,按着你的最好的心意来造我们每一个人。
We thank you that you've created us out of Your goodness.
让我们每一个人都是非常的特别,跟别人不一样。
So that in your creation, each and every one of us is unique and different from the next person.
你对我们每一个人的爱都是这么的长阔高深。
Your love for us is so wide and so deep.
不会因为我们比别人矮一点,或是不聪明一点,你就不爱我们。
Your love for us is not dependent upon our physical characteristics. You do not love us more if we're taller. You do not love us less if we're shorter.
因为我们每一个人在你的眼中都是独特,跟别人不一样的。
Because in your eyes, each and every one of us is precious and is unique. We are unlike anyone else.
因为你说你有恩典,有怜悯,不轻易发怒。
You tell us that you are full of loving kindness and compassionate. You are slow to anger.
也不长久责备。
And you will not be angry for long.
天与地有何等的高，你的恩典向我们敬畏你的人也何等的大。
The love you have for those who fear you is as far and wide as the sky from the earth.
东离西有多远，你叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so you will cause our sins and our transgressions to be away from us.
父亲怎么连续儿女，你也怎么连续那些敬畏你的人。
How the love of parents are upon their children, you, the Heavenly Father, also love your children.
帮助我们成为一个会赞美神的人。
Help us to know how to be those who will praise the Lord.
帮助我们成为一个你要祝福别人的管道。
Help us to become channels and conduits of blessings to others.
也帮助我们在座的慕道友都能够成为神的儿女。
And we pray for all of our friends who have yet to come to know you that they will one day become one of your child soon.
帮助我们都是成为一个基督化的家庭祝福满满的家庭。
Help us to raise families and keep families that are according to your will and that receive your full blessing.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.